Revelation, chapter 21, beginning with verse 9. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls that were filled with the seven last plagues came and spoke with me. He said, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It has the glory of God. Its radiance is similar to a very precious stone, like crystal clear jasper. It has a large, high wall. It has 12 gates. 12 angels are at the gates, and 12 names are engraved on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 3 gates are on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The city's wall also has 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the Lamb's 12 apostles. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod, so that he could measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city is laid out as a square. Its length and width are equal. He measured the city with a measuring rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length, width, and height are equal. He also measured its wall by human measurement, which was what the angel used, 144 cubits. The wall is made of jasper, and the city is pure gold, like pure glass. The foundations of the city's wall had been adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation is jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, agate, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, onyx, the sixth, ruby, the seventh, diamond, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, turquoise, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates are 12 pearls. Each of the gates is made out of one pearl, and the street of the city is pure gold, like transparent glass. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.